Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, it is 9:38 a.m. in the Central Standard Time area and 10:30 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time area. And I believe there's snow in both areas. So I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. Oh, excuse me, for another Sunday morning. And this is truly the day of the Lord. This is the fourth Sunday in January 2022. And we have another one coming, and we have dedicated this month in our life to prayer and been praying corporately and individually here on Smile3E, not just on Sundays, but on Mondays and on Fridays and whatever God gave us. We had the awesome privilege of praying as a corporate body for our Aunt Catherine on this past Monday. So I thank God for us praying, and every Sunday we've had people praying for different things. So I'm going to have Minister Sheila start us off with our opening prayer for Smile3E. And then, of course, I'm opening up the lines for anyone that would like to pray about anything or for anything. Or you don't have to pray at all, because I will definitely be praying. But because this is the first January, we are praying individually and corporately. Just a reminder, I know that people pray every day, all day, but this is just a dedication for a program that God has blessed us to have, because if it wasn't for God and for the vision that he gave us in October 2000, we would not be here. So believe it or not, 22 years in October that we have been doing this ministry for God. What an awesome, awesome, awesome privilege. Minister Sheila, can you go ahead and start us off with prayer and whatever God has given you for us?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good morning to everyone. Just want to thank God and thank him for blessing us to see another day, another Sunday, another birthday, another day of this new year in January. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And yeah, with every split second of the life you have provided for me, I cannot thank you enough. Father, I give honor to you, who is the head of my life, who have taught me no matter what this world is brought to us through you, by you, for us to live and to cherish and live among each other in love, peace, and happiness. But yet the demon devils, the hatred, the prejudice, the hate people is just trying to take over your world that you made for us to live. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you for us that you have covered and kept within your hands to keep the devil away. Although the demons and the devils are approaching us, are tempting us, are trying to take and break our faith, our hope, our love, and our life through you, for you, and with you. But Lord, yet we have the strength that you have made for us, that we are capable of holding on to, that we are the love and grace and faith that we refuse to let go, because we know life is with you and through you and through the beauty of it all. The ugliness is what we will go through and be into if we decide to follow the devil and his demons. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot, Mother Evangelist Missionary, Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every teacher that you have blessed us with within our family and without our family. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunties, granddaughters, grandsons, I just thank you for my whole bloodline family and also my spiritual family. Lord, I ask you to bless us each and every day that we go through life, to let us know no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, or just problems within our household, within ourselves, that all we need is you. All we need is to pray and to give it to you, ask you to help us through all our situations, no matter what they're going through. And yet, if not all, don't ask for all. That's when it's bad. When it's good, you ask God, thank you. Is that good enough? Did we do it the right way? Is he satisfied with it? Because we can have something good, but yet we can be lacking in the goodness that he would expect and appreciate more. But Lord, no matter what we're going through, we need to be better. We need to be better at our love and our trust and our faith towards you, Lord. But I ask you to encourage us, to show us the way. We wake up in the morning, ask God what is on his menu for us, not what's on the breakfast menu or the dinner menu or yourself menu. Ask God what is his menu. What do he have that we need to please him and thank him for a life, another day of life, another birthday of life that we did not have to have. So many did not make it this morning. Some might have made it this morning, but they're not here now. God, I ask you to bless us to all that you have given life to now. Lord, I can ask you for now. I can't ask you for 12 o'clock, but I can ask you for 9:45. And I can say thank you, because yet I am here, and I'm glad to be here, and I thank you. And I ask you to bless this government, to lead them into the right way, to let them know they are here for all people, not just some people, that they are here in the office that we elected to serve us all, and to have the police department direct us all, no matter what our color is, our creed, our sex, our religion. And we are all sons and daughters of God. We are all sisters and brothers, and we need to learn to live together. I just say, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And to help us within our family, our neighborhoods, our jobs, or even within ourselves. But Lord, we need your help, your thanks. And I thank you, and we thank you, and I thank you, and your blessings to God. Most of all, I love you, and I thank you for loving me, loving us all, forever in the life that you have made for us, that you have planned for us. But Lord, we need to know what is on your menu for us that you have in order for today. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to pray? Okay. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for everyone that is listening via the WWW World Wide Web. We thank you for everyone that's listening via Blog Talk Radio. Whether they're listening today, tomorrow, or the next, for reminding us how the mothers that have taken care of their children have protected them. And even those that didn't, how the fathers protected them, or the brothers or the sisters or the aunts and the uncles or the grandparents protected them. How the eaglet was protected by the eagle and trained to fly, to soar, and to do the thing call them to do. We thank you for delivering us from every snare of the fowler and every pestilence. We thank you for we know that your love has completely kept us safe. We thank you for reminding us how even Psalms 91 reminds us how you cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we can seek refuge because you are our shield and our buckler. We thank you how you've reminded us that we should not be afraid of the terror by night or even the arrow that flieth in the daytime. Father God, for when at night we're asleep, you're watching over us. And we can cast our every care or fear or crisis, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or whatever's going on, whether it's on social media, on the news, we can cast those cares upon you. We won't let the enemy of our soul come in and hijack our comfort. We won't let them steal our comfort. We won't let them hack our comfort. We won't let them come in and distract us from what you've already promised us. And that's your prayer of protection. We don't take, or we know that you will sustain us, that you will cause us to rise up and stand our ground before any type of demonic force or any type of discouragement or any type of pestilence or destruction that would try to walk into our darkness, that would try to walk into our noonday, for even at night when we're in a dark room, or whether we have up the shades that are called eclipse curtains and things that will give us total darkness in a room so that we could rest at night, we know that you're still there with us. We know that you are a God, the only one and true and living God, and that the blessings of you, God, because you're our Lord, maketh one rich and add no sorrow. So we thank you for your many blessings. That those blessings, we know they concern you, for you perfect those things that concern you. So we thank you for our emotional health, our financial health, our physical health. Thank you, God, for teaching us to bring any and everything to you, whether it's the COVID-19 or any other sickness, disease, or plague, we can bring it to you. For you said that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, God, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. Thank you, God, for healing the land. Thank you, God, for reminding us that people must know that when they come to your sons and your daughters, that not only will we pray, but you hear us when we pray. We thank you that you've even reminded us that we need to be people that are meek, those that are under self-control, not people that can be walked over or misused and abused, and that you would forget about it. We thank you, God, for showing us the difference between meekness and those that the world may not just call punks, but those that the world may not understand what our meekness is all about. Teach us, God, to continually look in the mirrors that you've given us, both natural and spiritual, and ask us for those mirrors to align with your word, God, not align with vanity, not align with pride. And it's okay for us to walk out of our houses or even walk around in our houses and want to look presentable. But God, we're talking today about the spiritual image of God, for you created us in your very likeness and image. And as you restore us back to that likeness and image, God, thank you that you're reminding us how we are those epistles that are read of men. Thank you for writing your word in and on our hearts. Thank you, God, for reminding us that you are the one and only true and living God, and that we're to be Christ-like. God, I thank you for even reminding us that as we walk in this world and we deal with the various things in this world, that you've given us hands to war and fingers to fight. Give us the ability to write the vision and make it plain. Give us the ability to write the songs of worship and praise. Talk about your goodness. That talk about you being our high tower. That talk about you being our strong deliverer. That talks about you being our shield and our buckler. And how we can trust you, God. And about how your word subdues and destroys any and every evil plot of the enemy. We thank you, God, for giving us the keys to bind and loose. So that whatever we loose and bind on earth is also that is loosed and bound in heaven. God, thank you for reminding us the power of name, the power of the forces and the battles that we come up against, those mental things, those emotional things, those demonic things, those perversions and tendencies. Teach us, God, how they can possess a man or a woman just because we've given them room. Teach us, God, not to give them room. Expose and decode and destroy and annihilate and obliterate anything in our life, God, that's giving room to envy and pride and timidity or any type of microaggressions or micro inequalities, strife, discord, evil spirits, God, whatever we're giving room to show us, God. For there are demonic spirits out there that even want to come against our worship. Teach us how to worship you, God, and only you. There are demonic spirits that want to torment man. Teach us, God, what they are. There are demonic spirits that want to come into our visions and our dreams. Teach us what they are, God. Expose them. They're like serpents, God. They come as seraphim, but they're like serpents in the name of Jesus. They try to distract us. They try to be familiar. They try to fool us, God. Even teach us about the seduction of the spirits that come dealing with the succubus and the incubus spirit. Teach us, God, how to love and to love right, women to love men and men to love women. Teach us, God, how the enemy is trying to and has perverted even that. Teach us the witches that have come in our life. Teach us the fallen angels that are trying to make us think that they're the seraphim of God. Teach us about even the legions of the demonic forces that come against us, not just the legions of archangels that you send us to protect us, but teach us even those that will come in various spirits to make us think they're a mermaid, or they're a fortune teller, whatever, God, they're disguising themselves as. Teach us who they are. Teach us how they are inferior to your superior angels. Teach us, God, how they bring conflict. Teach us, God, how they bring mythology and astronomy and dragons and vipers to try to make us think that they can harm us. But, God, we know that we know that we know that although there's countless demonic forces that come against us, that God, you've given us the power and dominion over them all in and through the name of Jesus and through the blood of Jesus, God. Even for those that we may not know their name, but we know to go to you, God, and say, I don't know what that is, but God, expose it, decode it, and show us what that is that's trying to permeate my mind, my heart, and my spirit. God, obliterate it, for your word reminds us that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it wouldn't come nigh us, God. Thank you for not allowing it to come nigh us. Thank you, God, for your host of our angels that are encamped all around us. Thank you, God, for the power of your Holy Ghost. And the power in the name of Jesus, and the power in the blood of Jesus. Teach us, God, we're to fear no man, but we're to fear and reverence you. Thank you, God. For we know that it's not by accident that many of these things are coming towards us, but God, it's because you're teaching us. You're teaching us how you have the reward of the wicked in your hand. We even thank you that you remind us how even the rewards of the wicked, you're turning them over to us. Those things that they've stored up and that they treasured, that you're turning them over to your people and that you're giving us the wisdom of what to do with the financial treasures, with the spiritual treasures, with the revelation, God, of what you are and who you are and how you've given your angels charge over us. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the inspiration that you give us. We thank you for the encouragement that you give us. We thank you for the spontaneous ideas that you give us, for reminding us to pray and to pray without ceasing. We thank you for reminding us that it's not that you've made us perfect, but that you're perfecting us, because you perfect those things that concern you. Thank you, God, for perfecting us. Thank you for going into our cardiovascular system and causing them to line up with your word that says that we're healed. Into our central nervous system, taking care of any type of aneurysms or any type of clot or any type of narrowing, and causing it to open and to go so that it is healed and it's whole. Thank you for open up our bronchioles and our bronchioli and our alveoli and our respiratory system and the blood vessels and the capillaries to give us proper oxygen and carbon dioxide and anything that would try to get in there and be more than what it should be. Cause it to be in balance and cast out before all things, God, so that it can be in balance the way and expose the imbalances so that you can bring balance. Oh, God, I thank you for we can breathe clearly. Even those that have had asthma attacks or any type of anxiety attacks, God, that you're causing balance in the imbalance. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you that you're going into the endocrine system and you're causing things, whether they're electrolytes or any type of white blood cells or red blood cells or platelets, God, they're balanced in the name of Jesus. Any type of immune deficiency, they're being corrected in the name of Jesus. Any type of orifice or organ or cavity that has been, oh, my God, deformed, my God. It is now being placed in the normal formation that you created it to be in. Thank you, God, for the balance where there was imbalance. Okay? Thank you for that musculoskeletal system. Those things that may have atrophied or those things that may have had abnormal growth, God, that they're being normalized to that which you created it. For you said that it was good in Genesis when you created. God, you created us by your own hand, and it was perfect in your sight. We thank you for the restoration through Jesus Christ that said it's finished. Thank you for perfecting us. Those bones, they should align correctly. Those ligaments, they shall function correctly. Yes, God. Whatever it is, God, in the musculoskeletal systems of your people that are out of alignment, that's causing discomfort, inflammation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal, heal, heal. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Set free and make whole. In the name of Jesus. God, don't leave a spot or a wrinkle or even a blemish. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the wholeness. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing in our body, in our minds, God, and that you're doing it for your glory. God, thank you for even our skin, any type of things or any irregularity, that it's being made whole in the name of Jesus. We don't take it for granted, God, that you've even allowed us to be the age that we are on today. For you didn't have to allow us to be this age, for many have gone on, God, gone on at an early age. We ask you in the name of Jesus, any type of fibroid, any type of tumors or cysts, any type of ovarian or prostate or uterine issues, take care of them in the name of Jesus and obliterate them and annihilate them. Any type of ulcers or lesions, my God. Any type of anemias or leukemias, any type of diabetes, any type of blockages, any type of blurred or double vision, any type of signs of stroke or dementia or Alzheimer's, obliterated in the name of Jesus. Any type of dyspnea, any anemia, bronchial issues, burns, allergies, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, show up and show out as only you can do. Anybody that's suffering from any type of addiction, molestation, kidnapping, incarceration, self-condemnation, self-mutilation, self-righteousness, schizophrenia, chemical, emotional imbalance, homelessness, unemployment, bankruptcy. In the name of Jesus, for in the days of John the Baptist, until now, the kingdom of heaven, my God, spread violence and the violent take it by force. God, we take back our balance that you've given us, God. Even if we cause it to be imbalanced, from not eating right, not sleeping right, not drinking right, not drinking enough water. Whatever we've done, God, to cause these imbalances, we take it back in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, not because we deserve it, but because you said you're perfecting those things that concern us. Because you said you are the fountain of living water, and we want to live. We want to be in that resting place with you. We want to be in that high place with you. We want to be in that place with you that reminds us that you are a strong deliverer. You are our foundation. You are our rock. You are a tried rock. You are a tried stone. You are our advocate. You're the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the morning star, the cap salvation. You're an all-consuming fire, God. Anything that needs to be burnt up, my God, anything that needs to be healed, anything that needs your deliverance, we thank you. No bruise, nah, my face, no blemishes, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your words of knowledge, those rhema words that we've needed. Thank you for everything that you've eradicated in those dark places that's tried to conceal itself or hide. Thank you for those gates of thanksgiving and those courts of praise. For we praise you right now. Hallelujah. We glorify you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for your truth. Hallelujah. For your goodness and your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the freedom and the benefits and the blessings and the many promises that you've given us. Hallelujah. We thank you for we know that you are not a God of just a second chance, God, for I've blown through 79 chances. I've blown through 140 chances. I've blown through 1,000 chances. My God, I thank you for being a God of so many chances that I've lost the count of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your wholeheartedness towards us. Thank you, God, for the salvation that you've given us. Thank you, God, for the true intimacy that you have with us. Thank you, God, for the true humility that you're teaching us. Thank you, God, for teaching us the importance of fellowship, of virtually, the importance of time with one another. Even, God, a heart to want to spend time with one another. Some people in their depression, God, they want to hide away. But you've delivered them into fellowship. You've delivered them into love and unity, God. You've obliterated and annihilated those chemical imbalances that cause them to want to be alone. God, cause your people to want to be alone with you. To shut away with you so that you can speak to us, so that you can perfect us in your presence, teaching us the power of being in your presence, the pleasures that are forever, the fullness of joy that's in your presence, the fullness of rest that's in your presence, the fullness of you that's in your presence. You teach us to trust you in your presence. You teach us how we can hide away in you, God, and you will perfect us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the mirth joy that's everlasting in your presence. Thank you for the steadfastness and the renewal that's in your presence. God, thank you for the endurance that's in your presence. Thank you for the love and redemption that's in your presence. Ah, God, I just thank you for the revelatory knowledge of your thoughts, for your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, God, and that you reveal them to your people, God, according to whatever you want to do and how you want to do. We thank you for the restoration that's in your presence. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the cleansing and the purity that's in your presence. For you cause us to have the mind of Christ. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you to us in our dreams. Thank you for speaking to us in our vision. Thank you for speaking to us in our hands, in our fingers, when we write what you tell us to write. You're speaking. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. That situation in our life, God, that we've not told anyone about. Thank you for speaking to us from today. Thank you for giving full-term birth to that witty invention that you gave us. Speak, Lord. Speak. Powerful, prosperous. Thing that you've given us. Speak, Lord, speak. Thank you for speaking a word to your people. That's more and more and more worthy and worth more and worth more and more and more. Not just financially, but emotional, physically, Thank you for the inheritance that you gave us through our grandmother and our great-great-grandmother and our fathers and our great-great-grandfathers. Thank you for the inheritance of trusting you, God, of knowing you, of knowing to seek you, and to seek you early while you could be found, of knowing that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same in the beginning with God. We thank you for your Word being made flesh. We thank you for your Word being Jesus. We thank you for your Word being manifested through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Word being prayed through us, being taught through us, being preached through us. For your glory, God. Your Word, your Word, your Word, it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. Your Word that even allows us to say in Jesus' name, loose and let go. Ah, that gives us the keys to bind and loose. And we thank you. We thank you, God. God, I can't let you go on this morning. You're resting so heavy. Have your way. I'm on the thank you for the weight of your glory. Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the praise. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the honor. For the honor of your presence. Que ramo rosse, que shela na nocia da, que oroshi ande basta. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ay, aramasta. You covered us all through the night. And you're yet covering us right now. We thank you for your mercies I knew every morning. We thank you for there's a time and a season for everything. I ask you in the name of Jesus, cause a hundredfold anointing to fall on ministers. A hundred arabashe, kadara morosa, fall anointing to fall on Minister Sylvie. Ma dira. Sheila Damorosa, a hundredfold anointing to fall on Minister Sheila. For your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. For your glory, God. A hundredfold anointing. God, a hundredfold anointing on Dr. Ross. A hundredfold anointing on Prophet Ross. God, a hundredfold anointing on Mother Montgomery and Minister Montgomery. A hundredfold anointing on Minister Brent. A hundredfold anointing on Minister Lawrence, God. And God, if you want to put an anointing on them greater than that, a thousand, a million, God. I don't just leave it there, for you said if we would find 50 there. You said if they would find 10 there, God. Whatever the anointing, I don't put boundaries on it. In the name of Jesus, I don't put boundaries on your anointing. Whatever you want to do, God, do it for your glory. However you want to do it, do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Anoint them, anoint them, anoint them greater and greater and greater. Anoint them for your glory. They're walking, living epistles read of men, God. Ah, that when the people see them, God, they see you. They hear you. God of Isaiah, they're drawn to you in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. And don't let no enemy, no imp, no evil ever the anointing that you place on their lives. Smear them with your oil, God. Ah, like the oil that flowed from Aaron's feet. Smear them all over their body, God. Don't let a spot be without your anointing, without the anointing, without the anointing, God, nowhere on the inside out, God. The oil, the oil, the oil, the oil from the sapphire horn being poured upon them right now, God, on their ears, on their eyes, on their tongues, on their hands. Do it for your glory, God. God, do it for your glory. Right now in the name of Jesus. Man up. For your glory. God, you said we have not. Because we have. God, I believe the anointing that I'm asking for. It's nothing to you, but I know that it was from you. Thank you, God, for giving me a heart to want to ask to anoint them for your glory. Selfless for your glory. The nations will hear them on the world wide web, God. But you see them, and you've placed their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. It will never be taken out. But you've given them a heart. Want to please you more than man, and they'd rather obey you than men. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Bless their extended family to draw their families unto you, every niece, every nephew, every great and every grand, every child and every sister, every uncle and every friend, every person in the organization. Use them to draw. I know your word talks about a falling away with God. Cause them to draw, to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men, not some, all men unto him. There won't be an excuse. No one will be able to say that you were not presented unto them. Every tongue and every knee shall bow. Because when the tongues confess and the knees bow and the hearts receive Jesus, it's a done deal. You got anyone listening today or another day will be drawn unto you. For this is the soul winner's crown for which we all strive to gain. In Jesus' name, and don't let us, don't let one of us ever be drawn away from you. And if we decide to turn our back, we remember that you're married to the backslider, and you're drawing us back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. My God, my God. Amen and amen. So Sheila, I'll turn it back over to you. God, I just want to
thank you, thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for the prayers and the word and the teaching that you have brought to us today. I want to say the lines are open to anyone have a prayer, testimony, or remarks. The time is now.
God bless his saints on this morning. I thank God for his word and the prayer that proceeded from Apostle Alexis Cecilia this morning. We thank God for all that he's doing in her life. And I just would like to share a scripture this morning with our listeners from James, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse. It has to do, of course, with prayer. This is the Amplified Version. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. This is the part that I want you to listen to. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man or believer is able to accomplish much when put into the action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. God's word is blessed. Be blessed, saints of God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Margot McCoy. Is there anyone else? Okay, I just thank all that is listening, that is able to talk, and able to not talk. But I thank you for listening to this program today, which was mighty powerful, learning, teaching, and moving. I just want to say thank Apostle for the words. Thank Minister Margot for the scripture. I just want to thank all today for the word and the knowledge and the love that God has brought on all of us. And I just say, Lord, I thank you for blessing all. Just don't pray for self. Pray for all the ones you know and don't know. Just help to carry a blessing of prayer that can make a blessing for one that you might know and don't know. I say, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and ask you to tune in each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, for Iron Sharpening Iron, which is Facebook and Blog Talk, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe, if I'm right to correct me, that Monday night, teacher and speaker would be Prophet Antoine Thomas, which is a mighty man of God, and to speak and to learn and to teach us all. And also on Friday night with Let's Talk is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is shared with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas, would share times that if one can't make it, the other one will. They have mighty for words and blessings in scriptures. And I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and to remember our foundational scripture, Friday night is also on Blog Talk and Facebook. And to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, and thank you for blessing us with this day to let us know without you we will not be, no matter what. The devil and his demons is trying to convince you, stay in the light of beauty and out of the ugliness of the darkness. Thank you, thank you, and amen. And if there's anyone has anything they want to say, or Apostle, can I ask you to pray us out?
Amen. I just want to say that I'm looking forward to tomorrow night when it's going to be Minister Sylvia, Mother Montgomery, and Minister Ron. And sure, I will definitely pray. God, I
thank
just
you.
Want to thank you, Father. I just want to thank you for who you are. Father, we thank you for being God. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being holy and righteous, God. We thank you for many are following a God, but it's not the one and only true and living God. We thank you for the privilege of knowing that you are the one and only true and living God, and that you are our God. So God, if I have and I shall pray anything to close out this service on today, it would be thank you for giving us the ability to know that we know the one and only true and living God, and that we are in right standing with you. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for redeeming us. And thank you for knowing us and writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we shall introduce you to this sick and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you.